Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, the grain markets are kind of a mixed affair, but the soybeans are trying to hang on to strength, while corn is catching a little bit of liquidation, profit-taking, as you will, and the wheat is kind of softening back also. But the corn has had, it's had 7 days up of higher closes, and albeit we did have last Friday a lower low made, and then we came with the help of the report and made higher highs. So, but regardless, as far as closes go, we've had 7 days in a row, and if the corn was able to hang on to a higher close today, that would then make this 8 days the longest string since we started this rally phase back in June on the drought. So we'll see what happens, but I don't expect corn to fall back very far, and I think it still is going to try to push for the top side. I think March corn has got some nicely higher prices to go above where we've been. But there's resistance around that 745 to 750 area, and if that was to come without much of a hesitation, then we'd get a healthier pullback off of that. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.